Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to talk to you guys about this. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but they are making a biopic on Michael Jackson, and the trailer for this came out earlier today. Now, Rob, I watched the trailer almost instantly. I've been kind of anticipating this movie. I think a lot of people have been anticipating this movie. So when I found out that we got our first actual look at it, I was very curious to see what it looked like. Now, I was happy with what I saw with the original trailer, but I have some questions about this. My biggest complaint with these kinds of movies, and this has been a theme in all of these that I've seen, it seems incredibly difficult to try to tell a person's 50-year life in a two-hour stretch. And it feels like it becomes basically a musical and just trying to basically be a living Wikipedia page. I think Michael Jackson's life and story is interesting enough. This should have been a trilogy. We should have had a movie on young Michael Jackson's life that could have been a two-hour movie. We could have had a second part about Off the Wall and Thriller and that story of Michael making the transition between a child star into a fully grown adult pop star. And then the third half of his, or the third portion of his life. That is the way I wish they had handled it. That's not what we've done here, but that would be my worry. I don't know how you tell Michael Jackson's story properly in 2.5 hours. I don't think they've really done a great job in telling many of these artists' stories over a great 2.5 hour period. There's been some that I really like, but for the most part, it just feels like we're speeding things so incredibly quickly, and you're just trying to hit on these big moments that I don't know if we're properly telling the stories. This is an incredible story. I just hope that that's depicted in the movie.
So I had a question as well. We have different questions, but I have a question. It's in this similar vein. If you're going to tell the story of Michael Jackson, are you going to tell the story of Michael Jackson? Because let's be honest, as much as his music is some of the most iconic of all time, his personal life is a huge part of the story. The Neverland Ranch, all that is a part of the Michael Jackson story. Is that going to be part of this movie? Because it is not a positive part of his life, but it is a part of his life. Is that going to come up?
I agree with you, but I'm just guessing based on what I've read, the fact that the Michael Jackson estate has approved the movie would then tell me the answer is they ain't diving super deep into that. I don't know why you would think they would sign off on it if that's the case. I also think that's why we haven't gotten the movie yet, is because how do you finish this movie? How do you do the last 15 minutes of this movie? I don't know how you properly tell the last 15 minutes of the movie, which is why we've been talking about this movie for 4 years now, and they finally have a date because they had to reshoot the ending of it because there's been so much controversy on how do you end this story.
And listen, what I don't want, and it's a weird thing. I don't want the movie to like be like, and that's how he was the greatest pop star of all time. Fade to black. No, we need to know the end of the story, because the end of the story is part of the story. Like, there is a a group of people. There's a, you know, a large group of people, not small, that view Michael Jackson in a very different way because of the end of his story, his personal life and the demons and all the things he fought. You can't just be like, hey, he was a great pop star, end of movie, because that's really not a biopic. That's just, hey, Michael Jackson made music. Isn't that cool? Like, and you're right. These biopics have been kind of mid. Like, I don't think the Queen one with Freddie Mercury is great. I heard the Bruce Springsteen one wasn't very good.
The only one I really love is Ray. I think Ray's a really good movie.
Ray, I actually didn't mind the NWA one, but that's because NWA's story is like 10 minutes
long.
Yeah,
they have one album that everybody knows. Yeah, they have one album.
They have 15 minutes of story, so it's easy to make it into 2 hours. But generally, these things kind of miss. Like, I never saw the Tupac one. I didn't even waste my time. You're I heard okay. It wasn't very good.
You're right. Don't waste your time. I've seen it, so you didn't have to see it. I've seen it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.